All the squirrels in the trees, plus a few otters who were with Jod, echoed the mournful howl. Nightshade could be heard shouting as the horde took to their heels and charged westward into Mossflower, the speed of panic urging them on.
Carry Lord Swart! He is injured! See the line of arrows? It is a warning! The Phantom Slayers have spoken! Let us go!
The vixen found she was talking to herself. The horde had gone. Without a backward glance, she dashed off after them. Some of the squirrels nearly fell from the trees laughing. Jod was still lying with his head in the hollow log, calling mournfully.
I'm starving. Wonder what's for belly supper. Us phantoms have to jolly well eat.
Sumin gripped Redfall's paw gratefully.
We did it thanks to you and Skipper Joe. Redwall Abbey is deep in your debt. We will hold a feast for you all.
The Squirrel Hare's voice boomed out from below.
That's the ticket! A great feast! Super!
Skipper Joe met them back at the path, and there was much paw shaking, tail wagging, and back slapping.
Never lost one of my otters. We tricked them good, mates.
Aye, all my archers are accounted for. Not to scratch on any of them. We did a great thing here today, eh, Suman?
The sturdy squirrel beamed proudly.
We did that. It was risky and daring, but we pulled it off. A good yarn to tell the young'uns, Skipper Joe.
The brawny otter held up a paw.
Oh, talking about young'uns, matey. Look at what I found.
He signalled to a female otter, who came forward bearing a small bundle, which she carried in two slings tied together across her back. The lanky Jod peered into the improvised cradle.
Great fur and feathers. It's a jolly little junior vermin. Youch, don't! The bounder chomped me paw. Good appetite, what?
Sumin watched as the otter placed the squirming ferret babe on the soft grass at the path side. Skipper Joe shook his head, saying,
Poor little thing. Looks half starved. What'll we do with it?
Sumin waggled a paw at the ferret babe and it snarled.
Suppose we'll have to take him back to the abbey and let Abbess Merriam sort it out. That's unless any beast here fancies adopting him.
There was silence. Redfall touched the ferret babe gently, and it bit her. Stone-faced, she watched the small creature licking its teeth, savouring the taste of blood, and said,
I know it is a hard thing to say about a babe, even a little vermin, but let me tell you, no good will ever come of this one. Don't ask me why, I just feel it in my fare.
This ends Disc 5.